New developments in two legal cases in the war on terror. In Richmond, Virginia, there was a hearing today in the case of Zacharias Moussaoui, the man held in connection with the 9/11 terror attacks. We'll have more on that in a moment. First, the Bush administration has announced it will allow a lawyer to visit Yasser Hamdi. He's the American-born Saudi national captured in Afghanistan 2 years ago. Since then, he's been held incommunicado in a military prison. The announcement came less than 24 hours before the administration's deadline to file a brief about Hamdi in the Supreme Court. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The Hamdi case is the first of three involving American citizens who have been designated enemy combatants by the Bush administration and held incommunicado indefinitely without charge or access to attorneys. As the first case to reach the Supreme Court, Hamdi was widely seen as the likely test of the administration's broad assertion of its authority in these enemy combatant cases. So it was no coincidence that the government dramatically shifted gears on the eve of the deadline for filing a brief in the Supreme Court, a brief in which the government is urging the justices not to review a lower court decision that upheld broad executive power. The government sought to play down the significance of its action, declaring that it was allowing Hamdi to see an attorney because the Defense Department had finished interrogating him and there was no interference with national security. Indeed, the Pentagon in a statement said it was acting at its own discretion and stressed that access for lawyers is not required by law. But there was no denying that, as public defender Frank Dunham put it, the government's action may have taken the sizzle out of the drive to get the Supreme Court to review the enemy combatant issue. Dunham's been trying to see Hamdi in prison since the public defender read in the newspaper about Hamdi's confinement a year and a half ago. Lately, he's had some unexpected allies, including Georgetown law professor Viet Dinh, who until recently served as one of the Justice Department's chief anti-terror strategists. Dinh, who authored the USA Patriot Act, notes that he had nothing directly to do with the Hamdi case, but he was a key player on terrorism issues inside the administration, and in recent weeks, he's been saying that the enemy combatant claims have been too far-reaching.
The initial government position that would not provide access to counsel and no process for these individuals was flawed. The granting of access to counsel is a significant step to making the case sustainable, and they can move further by promising some sort of legal process for these persons to challenge the facts of their detention.
University of Maryland law professor Michael Greenberger, an expert on terrorism issues, sees the government's action as a major reversal.
Getting a knowledgeable lawyer who knows the facts into a courtroom with a neutral judge sitting there listening to them makes all the difference in the world. So that one concession that they should get a lawyer added on to the traditional right of habeas corpus, getting access to courts to challenge your imprisonment, opens a very big door for these people.
And Greenberger sees the government's move as a response to a series of setbacks.
I think within the last month, starting with the United States Supreme Court agreeing to review the contentions of the Guantanamo Bay prisoners, the earth has moved from under the Justice Department's feet.
In addition to the High Court agreeing to review the Guantanamo detentions, the government got a hostile reception in an appeals court argument last week as it sought to defend another enemy combatant designation, that of Jose Padilla, an American citizen arrested in the United States. Georgetown's Professor Dinh is not the only former administration anti-terror strategist to suggest recently that the administration was sticking to an untenable position on enemy combatants. Michael Chertoff, now a federal appeals court judge and previously head of the criminal division, has said he believes the government should reconsider how it designates enemy combatants. 2 years into the war on terror, he said in a speech, we need to debate a long-term and sustainable architecture for the process of determining when, why, and for how long someone may be detained as an enemy combatant and what judicial review should be available. Professor Dinh has made similar statements, but he cautions that even with lawyers, he does not think that those designated as enemy combatants have a right to a full evidentiary hearing before a federal judge or even before a military tribunal.
I do not think that it need to be a full-dress military trial. There needs to be some opportunity for the detainees at a reasonable period of time to challenge the facts behind their detention.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.